RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, as Mary and I bring you back from that quick break, we're about to reconnect with show friend Kelly Craighead for these next 10 minutes in today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation that is sponsored by TravelGuard.com/Kerry.
And if you're on the move for winter travel or, frankly, whenever you're traveling, in today's world, travel insurance is important for a successful trip, so rather than putting your investment or well-being at risk, make getting covered part of your travel planning. It's affordable, and it's going to give you protection that you're going to need in many ways.
Yes, it certainly is. Listen to Mary on that, folks. You know, Forbes has ranked them as the best travel insurance company out there, and when you think about what travel costs these days and the challenges you're facing if or when something goes awry, because we all know things happen that none of us may expect, just do what we do. Get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/Kerry. You'll also find a link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, now for the first time in 2024, let's get to that show hotline. Joining Robert and myself for today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation is Kelly Craighead, CEO of CLIA, or the Cruise Lines International Association.
Kelly, well, welcome back to America's number one travel radio show. Did you enjoy a pleasant holiday season?
Hi, thank you so much for having me back. I'm always so glad to join you, and I did have a good holiday season. Thank you.
I'm glad to hear that, very much so. So we're going to get right into this. You know, the last 2 years we've had you on in February, but we decided to kick off our 2024 broadcast year with you today on this January 13th. As wave season just started, it looks to be a good year for the cruise sector of travel. Last week I heard Carnival, they announced two-thirds of their 2024 cabins are already booked, and in 14 days, the truly big happening in the industry is coming. That's the launch of Royal Caribbean's Icon of the Seas. It's going to carry just shy of 10,000 passengers and crew. So what's your read on the cruise industry for the year ahead, Kelly?
Well, thanks for the question. And I'm very happy to say that cruise is doing extremely well, in part because people are traveling, and they're really finding cruise to be the best way to see the world.
Yeah, 100% agree. And itineraries all over the world, you really can't go wrong. Kelly, I want to go in a totally different direction with you. So in full disclosure, I often question news headlines these days because I think often they're clickbait and sometimes they're misleading. But last week, I saw a headline that really prompted me to read the article, and the title was "Tourism Ruined My City, Tourism Saved My City." Really interesting story on the balance between high numbers of visitors in a destination and the positives that they bring to the communities in terms of balancing it for everyone. And I'm bringing it up with you because I think there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes with cruise companies. One example is the collaboration with busy ports. A lot that the public doesn't see or know about that I think is really positive. Any comments on that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that's one of the challenges that the world faces is people want to see people and people want to be connected to places, and there's real power to what that looks like, what that results in. And for really major destinations, whether that means you're a small, walled, old city or a kind of big urban metropolis, cities have to really deal with this question. Where I think cruise plays an interesting role is that we're managed tourism. When a cruise ship arrives, whether that port is big or small, whether the ship is big or small, you know when they're coming, you know how many people are on board, and what that enables in the management of tourism is to really work in partnership with the cities and the destinations to really address what is the plan for that destination. So I'm glad to be part of a tourism partnership with organizations like the World Travel and Tourism Council, like mm-hmm. Destinations International, where we are looking as stakeholders to better manage tourism, and the contribution the cruise can play is the predictability of it, which you don't get when people are arriving by trains or bus, private cars, air. And so this is a challenge that we all have to face in the 21st century. How do we manage tourism well? Because tourism is a very, very good thing that I think brings not only economic prosperity, but really those tools around peace and knowing each other that makes conflicts harder to have.
Well, that is true, because
it
is an equalizer. We agree with that. And they're really good points. So, you know, we announced today a big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean cruise that we're going to be doing with show partner Seabourn this October and November. For the first time ever, we're going to have show fans take an ocean cruise with us, and they can book the special offer that Seabourn has made available to our listeners. But in April, however, just Mary and I, we're going to be cruising with Seabourn aboard one of their new expedition cruises. We're going to experience many regions of the United Kingdom with them for 14 days and broadcast the show live on the April 20th and April 27th from their ship. So I bring that up to you because expedition cruises, they're one of the hottest growth areas in cruise. They're helping to bring a different demographic to cruising. The ships are smaller, and you get to navigate waters that big cruise ships just could never visit. So how much of an impact are you seeing across the industry, Kelly, with expedition cruises and also the smaller cruise ships?
Oh, Robert, you always are on the forward edge. Expedition is the fastest growing segment of cruise. In fact, it's nearly doubled, so grown by 50% over the last 6 years. And one of the reasons is because the demographic, kind of the age of people who are cruising, is younger. We consistently see millennials attracted to cruise and becoming cruisers, which, you know, once you cruise, when you're a cruiser, you always cruise. So expedition is such a wonderful experience because it does bring in a wide range of different people with such a wide range of different experiences that can be had because you're on a smaller ship and because in some of these instances you're going to places that are less frequented. So it really is a dynamic element of the industry, and we're really proud to represent so many of the expedition operators, of which I think, you know, Seabourn, among many others, really deliver just a really extraordinary experience that is really, you get more value for your dollar.
Well, we agree.
And when you're cruising anyway, and expedition is really something you can do by cruise.
And what we appreciate about the smaller ships is you haven't lost all of the amenities and things you're looking for cruising on the big ships. You just get it on a smaller scale, but you are going to these different locations. You said they're less frequented.
Right. And so let's talk about that for a minute. You know, I started earlier by saying that, you know, cruise is doing really well, and we're doing really well because it is the best way to see the world, because there is a product or an experience for everyone. So whether it's a big ship or whether it is a small ship, whether you're looking for luxury, whether you're looking to travel on the ocean, whether you're looking to travel by river, there really is an experience for everyone. And one of the things that I think is interesting, you know, as you said, Icon of the Seas will debut. It'll be the largest ship. But we also have, of these new ships, I think 61 ships in total new will be coming out over the next 4 years. You know, the range of smaller ships somehow gets lost in those stories. And so one of the things I always want to remind all of your many, many listeners is just, you really cannot paint cruise with one brush. You really have to work with your travel advisors and find the ship and the itinerary that's going to be best and right for you and the moment that you're trying to experience.
And speaking of itineraries, considering that, you know, you can find an itinerary for anywhere in the world, depending on the cruise line, in this sort of unstable global situation that we're in today, I feel like cruising provides kind of certainty in an uncertain world, because cruise lines are going to adjust itineraries depending on what's going on in the world. And I just kind of feel like there's more certainty around that with
travel. Well, you know your trip's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly, right. Even if it's slightly different. Right. What are your thoughts on that?
Right. Well, I mean, there's nothing more important to our members than safety, and cruising is one of the safest ways to see the world. And what you get with a cruise is that kind of dynamic scheduling and certainty that you are going to have an exceptional experience, and they will be able to adapt and accommodate changes. And that's why it's always important when you are booking a cruise and you're working with your travel advisor is to know there is that kind of flexibility. And mm-hmm. I think, again, having predictability is one of those mm-hmm. elements that make it easier to travel mm-hmm. when you can take some of that stress out of not knowing.
We agree.
It just makes your experience better.
100%.
100%.
All right, yep. So we've got a little less than a minute with you right now. You know, certainly the Caribbean remains a top destination for cruise travelers. The Mediterranean, Northern Europe, Alaska, also very high on the list. West Coast cruises of this country are popular, and we know some folks that certainly enjoy Australia and New Zealand. Is there a part of the world that you actually really like where cruise is growing right now that you think people should pay attention to a little more?
It's hard to choose among your children. I think there are just so many different itineraries. Some of the things that I think are worth looking into this year, and again, working with your travel advisor, is we have river is another really big growing segment of cruise. We have, for the first time, I believe, Uniworld going into the Amazon, AMA Waterways into Colombia. I think all of the kind of new itineraries that are being developed for some of these long haul journeys through India. I mean, really the whole world.
Well, that's the beauty of cruise. And Kelly, listen, we love to continue this. Unfortunately, we have a hard break we're going to hit. I'm going to thank you very much for your check-in today and our Chief Travel Leader conversation. Always a lot of exciting things happening to talk about in the cruise sector of travel. Till we do this again, hope you have a nice weekend.
Thank you.
As always, take care.
Okay, talk to you. Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, there's Kelly Craighead, folks, with Clia. Nice to connect with her for our first live guest of the year. Up next, Brent Christensen's going to be here to discuss a different way to enjoy water when you travel. And Mary and I will be back to answer listener emails in the D block. Lisa Gerstner's going to check in to talk about buy now, pay later with your travel later in the show. Plus, coming your way in hour two, Kurt Knutson will be here with a report from CES as we get into the latest travel tech. Stay with us, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.